On this program, we've been asking filmmakers, actors, writers, directors about the movies that they could watch over and over again, including this one from the star and writer of Swingers and the director of the Iron Man series.
I'm Jon Favreau. I'm a writer and a director and an actor. And the movie that I've seen a million times is Mean Streets, directed by Martin Scorsese, starring Harvey Keitel and Robert De Niro. I first saw Mean Streets when I was young. It must have been a revival house down in Greenwich Village. I think my dad took me down there. My dad grew up in the Italian community in the Bronx and had a lot of affection for Scorsese's work and passed that love along to me. As a young boy, being able to see a R-rated violent movie with language in it was exciting, but what I didn't realize as I was younger was I was watching a master filmmaker.
Hey! Giovannino.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
Mean Streets is set in Little Italy in New York in the 70s. It follows Harvey Keitel's character, who's the nephew, I believe, of a mid-level mob figure in Little Italy.
Un insulto a Mario è un insulto a te.
What are you talking about? Non hai capito.
He's doing some small-time work for the boss and is looking out for Johnny Boy, who's played by De Niro, who's a bit of a screw-up.
Why didn't you make your payment last Tuesday?
What do you mean? I made my payment last Tuesday. What are you talking about?
You paid him last week?
Yeah, I paid him last week.
Well, what did he say? You said I didn't pay him?
You paid him.
Yeah, I paid him. Last Tuesday?
Yeah.
Was it last Tuesday?
Yeah, that's the Tuesday that was last week. That's before the one that's about to come up.
The thing I really love about the film is just the real moments, the human interaction, the humanity of the characters. The struggle of Harvey Keitel as he's looking for some sort of context for his Catholic upbringing and the horrible realities of the street.
Okay, I just come out of confession, right?
Right.
And the priest gives me the usual penance, right? 10 Hail Marys, 10 Our Fathers, 10 whatever. Now, you know that next week I'm going to come back and he's going to just give me another 10 Hail Marys and another 10 Our Fathers. And those things, they don't mean anything to me. They're just words.
It's interesting to watch the Catholic upbringing and experience being applied to the real world. And the whole movie opens up with a quote by, it's actually Martin Scorsese's voice saying,
"You don't make up for your sins in the church. You do it in the streets.
You do it in the streets. You do it at home.
The rest is bullshit and you know it."
And that's the whole context for the film, is like, how do you not just survive day to day in a world that seems, you know, very Hobbesian? The dialogue, when everything hits the fan and you know that Johnny Boy has gone beyond the point that he's going to be able to be saved by Harvey Keitel, he delivers this great monologue where he finally confronts the loan shark that he's been dodging.
"You make me laugh, you know that? You know, I borrow money all over this neighborhood, left and right, from everybody, and I never paid them back, so I can't borrow no money from nobody no more, right? So who does that leave me to borrow money from but you? I borrow money from you because you're the only jerk around here that I can borrow money from without paying back, right?"
It's insulting enough that he has, I think, a $10 bill, and he refuses to give it to him, but he sets it on fire in front of him. You know, so it's hilarious, but it's scary, and it's also really sad at the same time. And then it culminates in this really visceral, awful, unexplained resolution, which is him getting shot. It's a great way to see Scorsese's toolbox, because he's such a flashy director without ever drawing attention to himself as the filmmaker. You're always seeing it subjectively through the eyes of the characters. You sometimes forget you're watching a film. You don't really marvel at the spectacle of the film. You're experiencing it emotionally, and I think that takes a tremendous amount of restraint, and I try to emulate that.
That's actor and director Jon Favreau talking about the movie he could watch a million times, Martin Scorsese's Mean Streets. Favreau's next project will be directing the film adaptation of the Broadway hit Jersey Boys. And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.